Everybody loves an underdog, that person who through sheer force of will and of course some good fortune beats the odds and achieves great success. Jamaica's history is replete with underdog stories, but perhaps none as poignant as that of former Governor General Sir Howard Cook, the man who rose from humble beginnings to occupy the highest office in the land. Born in the small free village of Goodville, St. James on November 15, 1915, Howard Felix Hanlon Cook was the son of David Brown Cook, a butcher, and Mary Jane Minto, a seamstress slash entrepreneur. His upbringing was rural in every sense of the word, that is without running water or indoor plumbing. But if you thought his humble circumstances made him unhappy, you would be absolutely wrong.
I was a village boy and ran around the village barefooted like the rest of the little boys, climbing trees, setting springes for birds. Oh, my life was a happy one.
A somewhat rebellious boy, Cook was boarded out at age 11 to an elementary school in Grangehill, Westmoreland, where he became one of its best students and where his inclination towards a career in education was aroused. At 17, Cook enrolled in the Myco Teachers College in Kingston. He graduated Myco in 1935, receiving the Duff Memorial Prize for exceptional performance. He would return to the institution later that year as a junior master, teaching sports and agriculture, among other subjects. While a junior master, he caught the eye of Ivy Tai, herself a teacher at the Kingston Senior School. They met in October 1938, and by July the following year, the two were married. Their union produced three children, Howard Cook Jr., Richard Cook, and Audrey Cook. Cook's storied teaching career truly began in 1939 after he accepted an offer to become principal of Belcastle All-Age School in Portland. Many thought leaving Kingston to go back to the country was a backward step, but for Cook it was the chance to be the kind of teacher he epitomized.
The teacher was everything. If a person had a quarrel with his wife, then teacher would have to go and settle it. If they had some differences in land occupation, they called in the teacher. If somebody had died and the minister wasn't there, the teacher buried the dead.
Despite serious deficiencies, Belcastle thrived under his leadership, gaining numerous scholarships and awards. In 1951, after completing a postgraduate degree in advanced teacher training in London, Cook took his family back to his home parish of St. James, where he became principal of Montego Bay Boys' School. Howard Cook, the politician, first emerged during his Myco days after being selected as one of two representatives from the Jamaica Union of Teachers to join a group of professionals in forming the People's National Party, PNP. In 1958, Jamaica joined with the West Indies Federation, and Cook was elected to the West Indies Federal Parliament as the representative for St. James, his first foray into representational politics. Sir Howard entered the Jamaican Parliament in 1962, serving as senator until 1967. He also served as a member of the House of Representatives from 1967 to 1980, president of the Senate from 1989 to 1991, and was a minister of government during the period 1972 to 1980. As minister, he held at different times the portfolios of pension and security, education and labor, and the public service. In 1991, Sir Howard was offered the job of succeeding Sir Florizel Glasspole as Governor General by then Prime Minister Michael Manley. Sir Howard accepted. In their time at King's House, Sir Howard and Lady Cook have been credited with carrying out their jobs dutifully and impartially, exceeding the standards expected of them as Jamaica's first citizens.
It has been a learning experience. I've learned to love my people more. I have learned to understand their distresses, their struggles. But more importantly, I have been able to identify the great successes of a great people. And so I consider it privileged and rewarding.
Sir Howard stepped down as Governor General in 2006, and after 18 years in retirement, spent offering a helping hand or advice wherever he could. Sir Howard passed away on July 11, 2014. Jamaica salutes this faithful servant of the nation, a beloved father, patriot, and teacher.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.